I was really scratching my head about the Weathered Road because I was thinking they had been on with us before, and I couldn't remember them at all, which really bothered me. And then we all just realized they were scheduled to be on with us, but then we had to actually cancel that performance. So I was sort of half right, and based on listening to the sound check I just heard, I know that I will not forget they were here after they were here today, because I think you're really going to enjoy what's described as a blend of newgrass and Celtic and really traditional and contemporary folk all coming together. We'll meet each of the musicians in the trio, which is performing today, throughout our time between now and noon. But let's make welcome to our live segment, The Weathered Road.
Yeah.
The Weathered Road, and what a great sound is the come together, sort of the Phil Spector of folk music coming through together. Let me turn to you first, Christopher Bell. Who wrote that song? How did it come about?
I wrote it when I was living in Spencer, West Virginia. Libby and I were living down there. And actually came, I was watching the House and the Senate on TV, which I sometimes do when I try to stay abreast of politics and get frustrated, you know. But I was watching it, and the resolution had just passed, the House resolution. So I kind of had a pen and a paper and a guitar, and I just started getting positive feelings, you know, getting positive vibes from what I just saw. And that song kind of came a couple hours. It was start to end, finished.
Oh, that's great. What's the name of it?
It's called Resolution.
Yeah. Sometimes I think we need to do the British thing where people cheer and jeer, you know, if you ever watch the session in the British.
Right.
House where, you know, and it'd make it, you know, kind of interesting.
I agree.
How long have you been playing guitar?
I picked up one when I was about 11 or 12.
Do you remember writing your first song?
Yeah, I do. I was around 16. It was an instrumental because I had always written poetry, but I was a poet first and musician second, and I didn't really blend the two together until I was in my early 20s and met Libby, and she kind of gave me the confidence and, you know, pushed me to perform, so we started the band.
Now, Libby, how did the two of you meet?
Well, I was actually getting ready to head out from college. I went to school, both of us went to school at West Liberty State College in Wheeling, and I was to the point where I just wanted to play music, so I was going to pack up my car and just go to Nashville or hit the road, go play, and I met Chris in a music store, and we got together and started playing tunes, and here we are.
And Wheeling's a great music town. I can remember four or five music shops in Wheeling, at least. I'm not sure how many there are today. And Libby Eddy is who we're talking to, by the way, and she was playing fiddle on that last song and might break out a banjo today, too. Did you start musically pretty young yourself?
Well, my whole family plays old-time music, and so I grew up in an old-time community singing, and my sister plays the fiddle, and my dad plays guitar, and my mom plays hammer dulcimer. I didn't start the fiddle really until I was about 15, but I got to experience a lot of choral setting before that.
And so, what community did you grow up in?
I was raised in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of authentic music to learn from. Also, here is Stephen Garashot. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Oh, excellent. Not that this is all about my pronouncing things correctly.
Sure.
Stephen, tell me more about yourself.
I'm very happy to be here, firstly. I think we all are. I think it's a great opportunity, and it's very exciting to be able to get our music on the airwaves. I'm quite excited about that.
It's a pleasure. You and Chris are brothers.
That's right.
So you know each other pretty well.
Yeah.
And do you write as well?
Absolutely.
And Libby, I meant to ask you that. Are you also writing?
No, not so much.
So the two, Stephen, are you also from West Virginia?
No, I was raised in Washington County.
Okay, so. Well, it's terrific to have you here. I want to be sure we get as much music in as we can. When we come back, we'll talk about your website and any recordings that might be available. What would you like to do next?
Next, we're going to do a song made famous by Crosby, Stills, and Nash called "Helplessly Hoping."
Once again, here's the Weathered Road at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Helplessly hoping her harlequin hovers nearby, awaiting a word, gasping at glimpses of gentle true spirit, he runs, wishing he could fly, only to trip at the sound of goodbye. Wordlessly watching, he waits by the window and wonders at the empty place. grace inside, heartlessly helping himself to her bad dreams. He worries, did he hear a goodbye? Or even hello? They are one person. They are two alone. They are three together. They are four each other. Stand by the stairway. See something certain to tell you. Confusion has its cause. Love is enlightening its loose in a lady who lingers, saying she is lost and choking on hello.
They are one person.
They are two. They are for each other.
The Saturday Light Brigade, those are not easy harmonies to pull off, and that sounded terrific. Stephen and Libby and Christopher of the Weathered Road, they are, do you always play as a trio? Do you have a fourth sometimes with you?
We've nope. had other fourths and fifths, but this is the crux. This is us.
This is the heart of the group.
This is us.
And I think the best place to go is your MySpace site, right?
Yeah.
Which is simply myspace.com/theweatheredroad. And do you have any CDs out yet or recordings?
We just finished our debut album. It's called A New Road Home. And you can, if you want to check out the songs, they're available on the website and also for download. You can purchase them, you know, by themselves, or go to CD Baby and purchase the CD online.
Excellent. And we'll talk a little bit about where folks can hear you play coming up soon, too. It's 25 before noon. Gosh, that was beautifully done. Their harmonies are very hard to duplicate, I think. I don't know music theory that well, but they're singing a little bit differently as a trio.
Right.
I think
well, yeah. Libby's a music theory person, for sure. She helps us whenever we try to make sense of things that we just do naturally. Stephen and I both just sing and just play. But,
What would you like to do next?
We are going to do a song called Carpe Diem.
And it's illustrated by the shirt you're wearing.
Yes, I am. I'm representing it today, I guess. I'm seizing the day with my shirt.
Yeah, I saw the Carpe Diem shirt that Christopher's wearing. By the way, I understand you're T. Mitchell Bell's father. Is that right?
No.
Or I got it the other way around.
He's my father.
Yeah, what am I saying here? Because I had an email saying, you realize that's T. Mitchell Bell's son. Larry in Elwood City mentioned that and says hello. He's a fan of both the Weathered Road as well as T. Mitchell Bell.
Excellent.
We're going to make a little bit of a sound change. You need some larger headphones. I'll use my long arm here. Oh, I've been wondering what this thing is here that Stephen has. He's got a little percussion. Oh. I need to learn more. I've not seen that, but it's a MIDI based percussion instrument, I think. And actually, you can probably tell me about that.
Sure. Yeah. I was looking for something that was compact and versatile to take on the road with me, and this machine really fulfills all those needs. It has 10 separate touch sensitive pads that I can program to be any sound. It has this little beam. It has a sensor here. I would imagine it senses your heat from your hand.
Yeah.
And I can do chimes and bells, and I can program that to be, you know, whatever I like. So
it's cool. It kind of looks like a bathroom scale.
Yes. If you're trying to visualize it. I referred to it as
and,
that before.
We're always looking for, and I'm calling it a toy affectionately. We're always looking for toys like
sure.
this.
Oh, it's sure. certainly a toy.
To use with kids and have an excuse to get them ourselves.
Sure.
So, So it looks sounds like we're all set to go. What's this one called again?
Sounds called Carpe Diem.
Carpe Diem. Here once again, the weathered road. The Weathered Road, what a great sound. I have been fielding a few instant messages and emails from folks saying how good you sound. And some of their upcoming gigs, let's see, it looks like this coming Friday at noon, you're going to be at Penn State. And then it's back to Hollywood Gardens in Rochester, Pennsylvania, Saturday, not tonight, but a week from tonight. At 10 o'clock, and then at the Christian Clay Winery in Farmington, Pennsylvania. We got to get you guys a tour manager. You're sort of crisscrossing as you go through, but they'll be at that winery on a week from tomorrow at 1 o'clock in Farmington. And then in March, it's off to Kelly's Riverside Saloon and a few other gigs. And you can learn all of these from their MySpace site, myspace.com/theweatheredroad. If you wish, you can also just go to slbradio.org. We have a link straight to it. where you can learn more. It's really refreshing, you probably hear it a lot, but what you're doing, I think idiomatically, is just very different. The combination of the instruments and the vocal parts that you're doing, I'm not sure I've heard anybody that I would even compare you to, and I listen to a lot of music. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. That's the greatest compliment we've ever got, I think.
On developing a sound like it. I sense it's probably organic.
You didn't really say, we
need to sound really different, let's try to get for that. Do you remember a moment when it just sort of clicked and you said, oh my gosh, this is really cool? Was there a specific like song or turning point?
I think
point?
Carpe Diem was the moment. I think that was just that song, because I had never listened to Celtic music and I had never listened to anything that was Appalachian or anything of that nature. My father's a singer-songwriter. I'm a singer-songwriter. I've listened to classic rock growing up. When I met Libby, she introduced me to a whole new genre of music that I didn't even know existed. So blending that all together, I think Carpe Diem was the one.
I think that... like we said, there have been other people that I didn't join the band until about a year ago. So they started out in other places, and Chris was always kind of hounding me, you know, we should play music together, we should play music together. And I think once we played together as a threesome,
right,
that's when it really clicked. We realized there's something, you know. the mixture of Chris's background, Libby's background, and my background are all very different, and they come together to form something that we could have never planned.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Celtic and Appalachian music really have a lot of overlaps, too, that I think a lot of people don't think about, but a lot of some Appalachian music, you know, has in its roots people from Ireland that came to the United States, and Tim O'Brien is a good example of somebody who's juxtaposed the sounds. Libby's pulled out the banjo. Now, I understand this is a relatively new instrument for you.
I picked it up. Well, I knew the idea of the banjo for a little while, but I never really had a banjo to learn on, and so I got hold of this probably about two and a half months ago, and I'm just having fun with it and picking around.
it's a nice looking banjo too. Is it? I'm trying to look at who made it.
It's a Deering Good Time.
Yeah, it's a nice looking five string. What are you going to play?
We're going to do a song called Room at the Top.
Room at the Top. Once again, The Weathered Road.
Greater than the whole. so obvious why we're here, and yet so answerless, so
the Weathered Road, another good song. And Rob, who I think is somebody Stephen knows really well, just wrote in to say how good you sound.
Oh, thank you.
He visited our website at slbradio.org.
Thanks, Robbie. Miss you, bud.
Yeah, and I'm glad we were able to note his email. We probably have time, I'm thinking, for two more songs. We have about maybe 7-8 minutes of radio time left.
Okay.
Sounds about... right. And this group is called the Weathered Road. Incidentally, hello to Cub Scout Pack 257. They're out there from Avalon. They're going to have a studio tour a little later today. And you guys meet very close to where I live, I think. If you meet in the Greenstone Church, is that where you meet? That's my backyard. So we know where each other lives, so to speak. What's next?
Next, we're going to do a song off our first album called Dog.
Once again, The Weathered Road. Didn't.
done it better.
The Weathered Road at the Saturday Light Brigade, and we've got about 3 minutes of radio time. I hope we can. Do you think we can sneak one more in? I don't want to be. I want to thank you for coming, and I hope we will have you back soon. It's absolutely. Just been
thank
absolutely,
you
just terrific to have you here today. And what's the song you're about to play?
The Weathered Road.
The Weathered Road, and thanks again. Look for them at myspace.com. The Weathered Road.
Mistakes I made without shame.